Okay, J-Lo, I believe you. I really, really believe you. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And this is alleged, so take it for what you will, but maybe there's something there to it. It's coming out of the print issue of In Touch Weekly. It reports that J-Lo is looking to add a cheating clause to her marriage prenuptial agreement with Alex Rodriguez. Before they marry, J-Lo wants to have him sign an ironclad prenup with a cheating clause to protect herself if he betrays her. That's according to the Insider, what they told the magazine. Quote, she wants some reassurance about their future. And Lopez, who doesn't believe the rumors, apparently, she doesn't think that he's been cheating because who is it? Jose Canseco is saying all that stuff.
Yep.
Like, oh, what about my wife and him? Well, she wants their marriage to last and knows that even with that trying to be a thing doesn't mean it necessarily will. And she's obviously been married 3 times before, so she doesn't want to get divorced again. And the magazine reports that Rodriguez, he's worth about $21 million. Lopez worth about $50 million. So they're both pretty much loaded. I mean, like, what's the big deal either way? Like, what do you really need a prenup in this particular case?
I feel like maybe yes. Celebrities are different, I feel like. Like, I would be so offended if a guy told me I had to sign a prenup to marry him because I'm not, like, rich and famous. You know what I mean? But if you're J-Lo or Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise or whatever and you're getting married, then I get it because there's just too much at stake.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. I think regardless of what's at stake, whether you're a celebrity and a millionaire, if you're just me or Alex, I don't think that you need to have a prenup. If you have to have conditions and terms with somebody, like you're entering into a contract, why then would you even marry the person? You already entered into a contract, like the marriage.
Right. I agree. I mean, it's a very hard, like, because I see both sides. It's a very hard thing to take a stance on one way or the other, because I just feel like there's too many gray areas.
So if a guy came up to you one day, Alex, and let's say he's a really rich guy, you know, and you guys date, you love each other and you're going to be together, like he's about to pop down on one knee. He asked your dad for permission, all those good things. He's like, hey, just so you know, though, I'm going to need a prenup. Okay, Alex. Your thoughts.
I feel like I would be down to compromise on getting a prenup if there was.
You're going to negotiate this thing?
Yeah. First of all, number one rule in life, especially to my fellow girl bosses out there, you negotiate everything. You have an attorney look at everything.
And tell my boy bosses out there, you have an attorney look at everything.
So this is the thing. If there's a cheating clause, like, okay, if one of us cheats, then the prenup becomes a thing. Like, if one of us cheats, then we'll split everything and, or, you know, you don't get any money and all that kind of stuff. I feel like then I can be like, okay, I'm confident in myself. I've never been a cheater. I don't, you know, that's fine. If they desperately have to have a prenup because they're so nervous about stuff, then maybe, like, under those terms. But just in general to have a prenup, no. I just think for me or you, for the average Joe, no pun intended,
ba-dum-tsh.
I don't think we need to be signing prenups. Only Hollywood, right?
No, I agree
with
you.
Or I guess not only Hollywood, but only, like, very, very, very wealthy people. If you're a millionaire.
There's a problem, Alex, with your marriage if you need to get a prenup. Like, you shouldn't even be getting married. There's already some drama that's there.
You think there's a lack of trust.
Yeah, Stephanie, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. What do you think?
Yeah, so I'm 100% for it because, you know, I live in a wealthier county here in Indiana, and I date, you know, primarily men who've been divorced already and who've had their, you know, everything taken from them. And I guess as a way of to prove that I want their love, not their money, I'm the one who actually suggests, let's do it.
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah, I would not get married unless we had a prenup because I want their love. I don't want their money. And so once the love is gone, you know, I mean, now I'll tell you this. I've had an agreement before with a boyfriend where I was put back in my place. So I basically got to leave with what I brought into the relationship. So I guess that you could say that's like a, you know, a dating prenup. But basically, you know, I had my account, he had his account, we had our accounts, and so when we broke up, I left the relationship with exactly what I brought into it.
Now, see, I feel like you bring up a really interesting perspective. Like, I'm not in it for the money either. Let's just make a deal that, like, I just get at least one Tesla, and then we're cool.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Hey, Stephanie, thank you. You should talk to her. You should get her number off the air because she's dating all these rich guys.
Like, what a hustler.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to get with that.
Who do you know? I want to get on a yacht.
No kidding. I just want to get on a boat.
I need yacht friends.
Honestly, I want a pontoon friend. I'm
Joe wants a
low.
Pontoon friend. I want a yacht friend. That's the difference. That's all you need to know about our show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
833-JOE-ALEX. We'll take more of your calls. 833-563-2539. What do you think? Getting a prenup before, like that's what allegedly was happening with J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez. We'll talk to you next on Radio Now. Let's kick it off with, let's see here, Stacy. Stacy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
So my opinion on it is it's a lot easier to have, you know, hard, really difficult what-if questions when you're in love and you're first going into a relationship than, you know, at the end of the relationship where everybody's ugly and the feelings are really nasty. So if you kind of shave out the what if, and, you know, I mean, maybe if feelings change years down the road and, you know, they get to the point where, you know, maybe they're going to cheat on each other, then in that eventual situation, they're going to think twice and come back to the table and be like, okay, you know, maybe we need to go our separate ways and, you know, this isn't working.
What is the minimum salary requirement, you think, for someone to say, okay, it's important for me in a relationship to have a prenup?
In my opinion, I've been through a divorce, and I don't make a lot, and he didn't make a lot, and divorce is hard at any level, but when you get up to, you know, the level of, like, a Jennifer Lopez, and you have the media in your face, and you're dealing with the public shaming of somebody cheating on you, and all of that, you know, that's a whole nother level. But I think at any level, a divorce is difficult, but if, you know, do everything you can to make it easy from the beginning, to where you don't have to deal with it at the end. If that ever happens, then you're making your life so much easier.
Okay, so your advice is it doesn't matter if you're mega rich, even if you're average median income, you need to be getting a prenup, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Stacey. I don't know if you're that worried about somebody. I don't think you trust them. I don't think you should be married. Alex, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. We like your name.
Oh, thank you. Another fellow Alex out there.
What do you think about this whole prenup question?
So this is something that I've actually struggled with my significant other. We've been dating for about a decade.
Wow.
And we're planning on getting married. And we have a six-year-old. So, you know, this was, you know, you never go into a marriage thinking, man, I really want a prenup. But, you know, it is an extra sense of protection that we've had the conversation. We're actually going to go along and, you know, sign a prenup together. But it's just that extra layer of protection. And maybe it's because we're both victims of divorce, parents both being divorced. But, you know, you have to think of your child at times. And maybe it's the pessimist in me, but there's just this extra layer of protection now that if something were to ever happen, we're not going to prolong a divorce for 4 years or 5 years trying to get every, you know, penny out of each other.
Do you think that if somebody gets a prenup that it makes it just that much easier to get a divorce? Like, do you think not getting one would help you have more motivation to stay married once it gets hard?
You know, I really like that question. That is a good way to think of it. You know, I think maybe to some people, but for us, it's just, you never know what's going to happen 20, 30 years down the line.
Okay.
For us, it was just more of a, what's kind of like insurance. Let's just make sure that, you know, we're doing what's best for our child. And if it ever came down to a divorce.
I feel like, Alex, that, you know, I feel like you're in a good spot right now. Like, I hope you get married and hope you guys stay together forever. But having a kid right now, I feel like you've already got, like, a little bit of a money thing set up. Like, at the very least, you'll get child support one day. You know what I mean? Like, so you had, like, your prenup.
You can also go the old-fashioned way and just poke holes in a guy's condoms.
That's the best one. That's the best one. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Tamelia, you're on. Is it Tamelia?
Kimla.
Ah, I can't read. What's up? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll wrap things up with you this morning.
Well, I heard you guys talking about the whole prenup thing, and I'm an older woman. I'm 54. My husband is 37.
Woo, get it, girl.
We got married 2 years ago, been dating for 7, and I wanted a prenup because, of course, all my kids are raised and grown. I have a future for them. That's why us working moms do what we do is for our children.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet somebody that is younger than you, and he had the same philosophy you did, Alex. Joe, that he did not want a prenup, so he did not sign one. So every day, that is something I think about, is what happens if I could lose everything?
Yeah.
My kids could lose everything. So it is peace of mind. I mean, even though that, I mean, he is the love of my life, I don't ever see anything happening ever. You know, we've been together almost 9 years, and I still think about it every day. What if?
Wow. If you think about it every day, then yeah, that seems like it would be the right decision for you, because that's something that obviously weighs heavy on you. So it's better to be safe than sorry, I guess.
Right, right.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right, we appreciate your call. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning on the phone, you can always hit us up. The social media is Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. All right, Porkchop really wants me to play this, so I better play it.
If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup.
We want prenup. Yeah.